again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. But later on the show, Salome Ikem, who is an author, is going to be my guest. Salome is from Sierra Leone. She's here today in the capacity as an author of the book, How to Train Up a Child. So Salome is going to be my guest. I just want you to relax. When we come to that, we'll get you on board. But right now, let's get on to music. Music from the African continent. And so we're going to start right now with Sakana. Sakana is done for us by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Club on Fire featuring Truth Hurts. And this is done for us by Wakonzi from Nigeria. And Got to Do by Zimbabwe Legit of Zimbabwe. But first, Sakana by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oseka, bakendeke liba na mute mapangote.
On sera à deux. Voici à mon boulot et à poser. go like my guitar. Wanna be a bedroom guitar, but don't take it like that.
African beats.
I feel it stronger. What comes it, baby? You know it's going down from my head to my feet. Maybe start to the party. Don't want no hesitation. I'm doing my thing right, so don't you worry about me. Come on, make me want a little harder. Make you spin your paper. Mess around, take a little lower. Then I can do it slower. Longer some drinks keep coming.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
By Zimbabwe Legit of Zimbabwe, and right before that, Club on Fire by Wakonzi featuring Truth Hurts, and Sakana by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later, Minister Salome Ikem, who is an author of the book How to Train Up a Child. So stay close and don't go away. I'll be right back.
Isatu Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. And Zambe is going to be our next track by Upendo Wisdom K from Tanzania. And right after that, Me and You by the Kuzos Clan of South Sudan. But we come up now with Zambe by Upendo Wisdom K of Tanzania. So enjoy the music.
Let's go. Mommy say, my girl, she a got a booty bumper.
Hey, she got a booty, booty, booty bumper. Me say, my girl, talk to me, 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 and you. Me and you. Me, 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 and you. Me, 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 and you. Me, 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 and I. We dance so, dancing like your Rambo.
Smart like a telephone, you're dancing for me, girl, your body like a sponge.
Hey, she vibrates like a generator. She got me on her back like a celebrator. Hey,
I let me and you to the sugar. Girl, I love the way you move your body in a corner. Hey,
I let me and you to the sugar.
Girl, I love the way I love the way.
Call man does them do that. Baby, give me your time.
Got a booty, booty, booty bumper. Me say, my girl, she a got a booty bumper.
Hey, she got a booty, booty, booty bumper. Me say, my girl, talk to me, 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 and you. Me and you. Me, 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 me and you. Me, 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 me.
Smart like a telephone, you're dancing for me, girl, your body like a sponge.
Hey, she vibrates like a generator. She got me on her back like a celebrator. Hey,
I let her be and you to the sugar. Girl, I love the way you move your body in a corner. Hey,
I let her be and you to the sugar.
Me and You by Kuzo's Clan of South Sudan, and right before that, Nzambe by Upendo Wisdom K of Tanzania. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. My guest today is Minister Salome Ikem, the author of the book Train Up a Child. So don't go away, because when I come back, I'll be talking to my guest and we bring you some more music from the continent. I am David Vandy and I'll be back.
African Beat on VOA showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation with the artists. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bongo Flavor, Bubu to Sukus and more, host David Vandy has his finger on the pulse of the hottest African music show on your airwaves Mondays to Fridays at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
Right, welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here, and my guest today, like I told you, is an author and the author of the book How to Train Up a Child, Minister Salome Ikem. Welcome to the African Beat.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, Madam Salome, before we get into the book, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. I don't want to go through your biography. I want you to say who exactly Madam Salome is.
I'm Minister Salome Ikem. I was born in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I have four kids. I'm married to a Nigerian, a pastor, Pastor Akeze Ikem. I was raised in Freetown. I later went to Guinea Conakry and came to the States 7 years ago.
All right. You went to Guinea Conakry as a refugee?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. After the war. Uh-huh. Yes. Well, you know, when people say I went to Conakry, I went to the Gambia, I went to Senegal, during that period, we try to ask, as a refugee, were you running from the war?
Yes.
Well, we thank God that you're still around and you can be able to tell your story.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, so let's come to your book, How to Train Up a Child. You know, when I was looking at your book, I saw this title, How to Train Up a Child. And mm-hmm. I reflected on what is happening today, even in our communities here in the United States of America.
Right.
How the children are, the kind of things that they do,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of way it is affecting the family.
Oh, yes.
So, what was going through your mind when you thought about this title, How to Train Up a Child? How did you come up with this?
Well, I wrote this book out of experience. As I said earlier, I'm a mother of four, and I've been working with kids for over 20 years now since I started working. I've been working with kids, especially toddlers, and I've seen that people, you have to start training them like when they are young. You catch them young. It's very important for you to catch them young. So when I came to the States, I have a home daycare. I still continue working with kids. When I was back home, I used to work at the American school in Conakry, So when I came, I still continue doing that, and I've seen a lot of experience. I've experienced a lot of stuff with my parents, how they are training up their child. Sometimes the child would end up embarrassing them, and they start coming up to me. They listen to you. The kids listen to you, but they don't listen to us. Sometimes I want to take the pride because it gives me more money, but I start thinking about it. I said, no, if it was my own child, I would not like them to listen to another person and not listening to me as a parent. So that's what gave me the courage to write this book. And okay. I started talking to them about it.
So it is from that you actually got the inspiration about this particular title, How to Train Up a Child.
Right. And secondly, I saw that my three boys are back home now in Freetown. I left them there almost 7 years now. And I still have grip on them because I started training them very early. I instill in them good attitude and all that. So when you start training your child very early, it's very, very, very important. They will not depart from it.
Okay, I will come to that. But let me ask you, you were brought up in Sierra Leone. You were trained up in Sierra Leone.
Right.
You were born there, You grew up, went to school, and you got that, what should I say, the African kind of training.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
The discipline and everything.
Uh-huh.
But now that you are here and you have seen a different kind of culture,
mm-hmm.
as to how kids are being brought up,
yes,
how they are being trained,
yes,
kids yelling at their parents,
exactly.
Talking back at their parents.
Uh-huh.
But how did you see your own upbringing there and what is happening here?
Well, that's what makes the difference. When I start working with them here, I will put my African attitude and the American, I put them together. Back home, we say, it takes a village to train up a child. But here, if you want to shout or tell the kids that, what you are doing, to correct them, the parents will get mad. And I still continue to tell them that's not how you should bring up a child. They misunderstood love. These are the same kids that we stand up and yell at their mom. These are the same kids. I've seen a boy of 5 years slapping a mother. And they came up to me, yes, and the mother was crying, complaining, this boy listens to you, but he doesn't listen to me. I said, because you have started it early, you have started encouraging him. So these are the things that I want to make parents to know, how to train up a child. Start early.
All right, okay, well, we'll come back to that, and we'll come back to our guest. This is getting interesting, How to Train Up a Child. We'll take a quick music break, and we'll come back. And what I'm going to play for you now is called Gentle Love. Gentle Love is done by a Ghanaian gospel contemporary artist, Sandy J. This is from her new album. That is the title, Gentle Love. So you can check it out. But let's enjoy this song now, Gentle Love. And when we come back, we'll continue with our guest, Minister Salome Ikem.
Failed me and will never let me head to the sole of my feet. You know me by my name. You calm me down. You call my sweetheart. You rock when you hide me. You rock. The sole of my feet, you know me. You know me by my name. Not my hair on my head. Oh, oh, oh. You make me wanna sing lullaby.
Gentle Love, Okay, so, Madam Salome, you, that title, Gentle Love, do you think has anything to do with what you were just talking about the upbringing, how kids are being trained, how they are being groomed from when they are toddlers and going into their teenage years, you know, before they become adults? Do you think the Gentle Love is too gentle, or with your kind of combination, what you did, you look at your African upbringing and the way they are being trained here in America, and you combine both, and then you are able to let these kids listen to you. You know, in normal cases, some people tell you, oh, these kids will be afraid of you and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But they disrespect their parents, but they respect you.
Yes.
So let's get into that.
So the gentle love, I don't think is working. What I normally say, I give them tough love. You love them. You care for them. You know, the Bible says children are a gift. When God gives you that gift, it's a responsibility. And he's looking forward to what you are doing. He's interested in everything you are doing. So that responsibility, it needs a lot from you. When God gives you these kids, he requires that you train them up well, instruct them. Sometimes when you say discipline, especially here where we find ourselves, they think it's very harsh when you say discipline. Discipline means to instruct the child at the right time, at the right place. Some people, they just want, when they go outside, that's the time they want to correct the child. No, you have to start it at home. You start telling them, instruct them rightly. Give them attention. Respect their views, but let them know that when you talk, they should listen to you.
So that is one aspect of what chapter 2 of this book is talking about. Train up your child. What exactly does it mean? That, you know, you just put everything in a nutshell there. Okay. Not just the kids that are born here in America. You know, sometimes we have difficulty with children that are being born out of America, like some that are born in Africa. And even though they started getting the training, the kind of training there, they kind of brought up there in Africa. But when they come here, because of the freedom, because of the leverage that the kids are being given, they tend to become somebody completely different. That even those that are here will tend to listen to you, but those that are coming will tend to flip.
So me, I would say, if you ask me, I would say it's the fault of the parent. Because when you bring your child here, you have to let him know that you have to listen to me. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what... Give them the do's and the don'ts. It's not everything they ask for, you give them. Some people will say, oh, we have suffered a lot back home, so when they come here, let the kids enjoy. Let the kids have their freedom. No, you don't do that. Give them the do's and the don'ts. Let them ask for everything they want.
And so that is why the child needs your involvement in their life.
Yes, right.
They need, you need to be involved.
You need to be involved. The kids, you have to listen to them and let them listen to you too. Sometimes I tell my daughter, okay, she will come up to me and say, Mommy, I want this, I want that. And if she doesn't do what I want, I will tell her. I said, if you don't listen to me, I'm not going to listen to you. So you have to listen to me first. Do what Mommy says. Make Mommy happy. Then I will make you happy. So it's a rule.
It's a rule in the house.
Yes, right.
Okay, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Minister Salome. And the book title is How to Train Up a Child, combining the African mentality and the American mentality, putting it together in one basket, and then you pick out the good ones. All right, and we'll be right back with more from our guest today. Let's take our next song, and we'll dedicate, this is a tribute to our late sister Millicent Rhodes, who just passed. And we continue playing her song. She called this one Magnify the Lord with Me. Yes, and this is really, really good. And so rest in peace, Sister Millicent. This is from her album, Magnify the Lord with Me.
I'm blessed the Lord at all times, and I will.
Magnify the Lord by Sister Millicent Rhodes from the Voice of America and the African Beat. Now, Minister Salome, sometimes, you know, we say the way our parents from Africa talk to their children, it's like in America, they would say it is not respectful. You stated in your book in chapter 4 that you should respect your child.
Right.
Yes, you respect the child because you're expecting the child to do the same.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's delve into that a little bit. To us, you know, maybe we'll look at it as the discipline aspect, wherein your parents say, hey, no, this is no, it is no. You know, sometimes we scream, sometimes we don't. But here, like you said, if you scream at somebody's child for doing the wrong things, their parents get mad.
Yeah.
They get annoyed and as if you're not supposed to tell them, you know. But how do we categorize this respect?
For me, I totally agree on what I wrote, that you should respect your child. Respect their opinions. That's why I wrote again, I said, you should listen to your child. You have to respect them. It's not that you're going to be yelling at them in public. No, some parents, they want when they go outside, is that time they will train up their child? Is that time they will start instructing them? No, you have to talk to your child. Respect them. Respect their views. It's not when they are with their friends you will want to yell at them and tell them what to do and what not to do. No, you have to respect them. Call them. If they are doing something wrong, call them in your room. Talk to them. Let them see what you are saying.
But Minister Salome, just in case, because some of these kids, when they are home, where they know that their parents are, they manage the discipline, okay? But as soon as they step out, they become somebody completely different.
Yes.
Because they are with their friends, they want to show how tough they are. They want to show that I am this kind of a macho man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they start doing the wrong things. And when you, the parents, will come to interject, they want to flip.
No,
they think it's disrespectful.
No, at that time, you have to show that, no, I'm the mommy, you have to listen to me. That's what you have to do. You step in and let him know, or let her know that, no, even when you are with your friends, I still have authority over you. You should listen to me. I'm your mommy, I'm your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is it.
Wow. Okay, you know, now let me get off the book a little bit, okay? But the title, Train Up a Child, is very, very interesting. It's a very broad subject, okay?
It is.
Now, in our country, in Sierra Leone today, there is so much going on about corruption, okay? And what is actually happening, like, in the schools now, examinations is going on. And there is so much examinations malpractice. In the last WASC exam, 90% of the kids fail because they've been used to cheating.
Yeah,
they've been used to cheating, and sometimes the teachers write their exam results for them. They pay money, you understand, and the teachers do the work for the kids, and it means that is not helpful to the kids.
Not
as concerned, that is corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the kids are growing up into that, but people are saying, oh, these people, because the anti-corruption took a drastic action. Some people say, oh, no, you should not do that. Why don't you go after the politicians? Why don't you go after these big people that have been stealing the country's money? Which is true. You should still go after them.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I want to believe that the training of a child starts from the grassroots.
Right.
And if we allow these kids to go on like that...
The kids are our future leaders.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The people that are in there now used to be kids some 15, 20 years ago.
Yes, right.
And now they have grown up into that kind of a circle.
Mm-hmm.
They think that this is the norm, this is what they believe, and this is what should happen, that they should not study, that they should be corrupt, because that is what was taught to them since they were children.
Yes.
But now if we don't try to stop this from the kids, that they should study, they should not go and pay money for exams, don't you think this book has some role to play in that?
Of course. That's why I said catch them when they are young. So that's the thing. You have to let them know, instill that good attitude in them when they are young. So when they grow up with that. These kids are our future leaders. We look up to them for tomorrow. So if you don't get them when they are young, like what I can tell my parents always, Something that you cannot teach your child when he's one, you cannot teach him when he's two. If you leave him when he's two, you cannot get him when he's three. And it keeps going on and on and on and on. That's how you keep losing your child. So when you start it early, it's very, very important in their lives. It goes a long way.
All right. It goes a very, very,
very long way.
Okay, you are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and my guest is Minister Salome, the author of the book, How to Train Up a Child. And now we'll take a quick music break, and when we come back, we'll climax this interview. The song, Why You Like Me So, by Evangelist Hannah Williams, is going to come up next, Why You Like Me So. And when we come back, we'll finalize with our guest. So stay close and enjoy the music. Why You Like Me So, the sound of Evangelist Hannah Williams on The African Beat from The Voice of America. Okay, so now, Minister Salome, people will definitely, this is very interesting. It's a very interesting topic. It's a very broad one, but people want to know, how can they get your book?
I have it in Amazon.com. You can just Google Minister Salome, How to Train Up a Child. You get it from Kindle also. And you can contact me also if you want me to ship it to you. I can do that. You just cash up me through my number and I'll get back
so
to you.
So what is your number? You want to give it to them?
Yeah, 571-991-4520.
571-991-4520. 4520. That
yes.
is it. So you can check out Amazon for this book. It is interesting and you need to read it and see what you can grab out of it, how you can learn something different. if your child is behaving this way, maybe there is something in this book that will be able to teach you how to handle the situation, how to train up a child. So now, before I let you go, Minister Salome, what is going to be your final word to the parents? Because this is not about, I don't want you to talk to the children this time. I want you to talk to the parent, because they are the ones that are bringing up the children.
Exactly.
And the authorities, the teachers that are pushing these kids, these children to cheating in different parts of the world. What would you say to them?
Well, what I will say, especially to parents, everybody, this book is an eye-opening book. You know, don't let us not leave our kids for society to train them for us. Let us not leave our kids for school. Some people think, oh, the school is going to train them. No, school is to teach them algebra and alphabet. But the training should be from home. You start from home. Let us not leave our kids for daycare. Some parents just come and dump their kids and leave them. And nighttime, they come and pick them up. No, let's not leave our kids for that. Let us try to train up our child, instill in them good attitude, good morals. The kids are imitators. Kids like to imitate, and that's how they learn. So let them imitate good things from us. What they are seeing in us is what they are imitating. And let us try to respect them. You should, especially for us Africans, we think we should not respect our kids. No. Let them talk to us and let us listen to them. Let them be our friends. And let us spend time with our kids, especially in this land. We know we have to work to pay our bills. But let us have time for our kids. Let us talk to them. Let us have time to listen to them. And let us let our kids grow. Some parents, they pamper their child too much. They don't even want them to let them grow. Let us leave our child to grow up. When it's time for them to grow up, let them grow.
All right. Well, thank you so very much, Minister Salome, for that awesome word. And don't forget, check out the book, How to Train Up a Child. It's a beautiful book, and you will find time to read it at one go. When you take it up, you don't want to put it down. Okay, and with all of that today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy, and this time I want to leave you with the sound of Sakodi and Castro from Ghana, and this one is called Adonai. Yes, Adonai is going to be our track. Till then, have a wonderful day. Bye
bye. So my body don't lose God, can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Everybody sing it, hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah,
let's go.
Help me sing, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I say help me sing, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now move inside my chassis. Me call ya my samba, check. I want you to grab the fair mountain and woman say my wife, mini dama. When you know, no. Now, if you say me, yes, and say, yeah, who me and I will hear my show after the winning bomb is open. I was a fine pony. Nanana men and sano. After the woman, too. Man, I must say, me a junkie, and I was a bookie. Shame on you, too. After the moon, say, me, my couple of youngie. Channel. Kidding him with a monkey. If I check, I just say you the hungry. Why you young? I want a social busky. Me woo, yeah, the nanana metiasi. When you mean your pet will be an inviasi. Man, I made a bench, so I flow. No, will be a for handkerchief from the Pemenia.
What else? Nanana, many a work and all the bebe mo. Where woman who's a swabby pony in a tutu. So my body don't lose God, can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh.
Oh,
yeah. I say, make me sing, oh. Oh, yeah.
My win chimney 10 years, me wank a way back. My floppy, this be my payback. My enemies if for day God, men care so I don't want to disobey God.
No.
My try some more they may be to prison. Wa bra muni particular reason. Mo dwe me ho, me need to go for your meeting. Fatu wasum, I don't wanna be repeating. Ya me na ebo me ho ban ti munye foko. Money no be problem, ga no need me moto. To when you hear me ho na me ni, let me shut door. Me mo be ninja, watch na me don't know.
Kona wo boss run assassin, munya menti na ya frawo Adonai. In your ma wa ya ma me ni me busia for na so me ni be brenti I won't lie. On our boss, on our side, on the moon, I'm not in my bro. I don't know. In your mind, I'm a mini, the bush of Vanina. Ooh, body. If she ran away, she ran me, my name will miss you. Yes, the body. Baba God, Baba, you be too much, Baba, Baba God, Baba, you be too much, Baba, Baba God, Baba, you be too much, Baba, Baba God, 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 so my party don't lose God, can't walk on my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I say, make me sing, oh.